Hello, CQW listener. This is Scott Price. This week on CQW, we are featuring a series on crime and safety and development in downtown Winnipeg. This is a three-part series. Today, you will hear the second interview in the series. Today, you will hear from Shannon Buck. Shannon Buck is the co-director of programs at the West Central Women's Resource Center in Winnipeg. Here is Shannon Buck.
Now, there's been a lot of debate recently. Well, I mean, there always has been, but it's come up a bit more about crime and safety and stuff, specifically downtown and sort of in those core areas surrounding sort of downtown. I kind of want to kind of broaden this discussion a bit to different people other than the normal people who usually seem to comment on these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I'm curious to know, Shannon, because a lot of people talk about they talk about perceptions and how they feel about town, about downtown. What is your perception of when you think about downtown Winnipeg? What do you think of that?
My perception of downtown is families, family-oriented neighborhoods, a lot of diversity, a lot of newcomer population, a large Aboriginal population, and just, yeah, that's what I think of when I think of the downtown area.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's, when they talk about the crime problem, and that they talk about perception and reality of the crime problem mm-hmm. in downtown Winnipeg, there seems to be this thing about, is it just a perception of it? Is it more of a reality of safety? What do you think about that? Is it merely just people's perception of the places, or is there an actual reality of crime downtown and in core areas?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think because the core area of Winnipeg is lower income, and there tends to be more social issues that can contribute to crime. But I also think there's a misperception that these are dangerous areas that people have to stay out of. I mean, crime happens everywhere in the city. And it's, what I'm seeing is that it's actually spreading out into like other areas, like St. Vital is one that comes to mind. That it's not just the core anymore. It's spreading out. So there's an underlying issue there that needs to be addressed.
I mean, with St. Vital, the thing that comes to my mind is the recent shooting that happened
mm-hmm.
that was there. I mean, that's quite shocking.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then even in the Fort Rouge area where that young woman was murdered and then her body being left in the St. Vital area, right? And there's been a few violent incidents like that in areas that people don't think of as being dangerous.
Hmm. Yeah. Now, there's also the thing about a lot of people saying, well, there's no crime problem. A lot of people just have problems with racism, about how they feel towards the downtown area and the people who live there. And it's more about people overcoming their own prejudices. What do you think about that and that argument? Would you agree with that?
I think that racism is a problem in this city. Again, being an Aboriginal woman, I'm very aware of the racism that exists against Indigenous people. As we have more and more newcomers coming in and kind of populating the inner city, you see more racism towards them and more racism between Indigenous people and newcomers and just that lack of understanding. I think there is a crime problem, but again, it goes back to those underlying social issues that crime is just a symptom of. such as like poverty is huge. Like there's, you know, we have a tendency to group people who live in poverty into one little area, and we kind of try and keep them in that space, right? And then when you're living in poverty, you know, addiction becomes an issue because you're just trying to cope and deal with things. Violence becomes an issue, again, out of a place of just coping with your life experience, right? And so those things contribute to the rate of crime. But at the same time, those things happen in places like Charleswood and Tuxedo and the south part of the city as well. You just don't hear about it as much.
Mm. Now, in talking about crime and safety, I'm curious, as someone who you've been involved with the West Central Women's Resource Center for a while, are there issues that you hear about regularly in doing your work and that you see that you don't normally hear about in this whole debate about crime and safety in sort of the downtown core area? Is there a couple there that you can think of?
I think a lot of violence against women that you don't hear a lot about. You know, besides those incidences a few years ago connected to Sean Lamb, there's also a lot of domestic violence that you don't hear too much about, and because we work in a women's center, that's what, you know, those are the things that we see, is that violence against women in the area, and then just the I think that's the biggest one right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, is it also too because of the nature of it? Because there's so much shame attached mm-hmm. to the victims, and there's so much of people not wanting to talk about it at all. I mean, is that also? I'm assuming that would also be a big factor to why we don't hear a lot about that stuff until something like the whole Sean Lamb thing happens, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of shame around it. There's a lot of judgment that people who maybe don't have the same challenges in life don't understand. And so there's a lot of victim blaming going on. So people who are experiencing those things don't have the safety to speak those things out. They're not able to sound their voice because there's, you know, an attitude towards these women that's very negative.
Huh. Now, in talking, I mean, you talked about social issues and that underpinning it. Recently, Police Chief Kunis came out and saying that we need to start getting into the root causes of crime. I'm paraphrasing here, this isn't a direct quote, but I remember him saying is that, well, I can put as many cops as I want on the street, but at a certain point that's only getting at half of the problem kind of thing. It's not getting at the whole issue. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that announcement?
I completely agree, and I'm very, very pleased that he recognizes that. And, crime is just a symptom of other issues that need to be addressed, and we can't police those things. We need to find ways to address those issues. The issue of poverty is huge, and that's one of the main factors when you look at what underlies crime is poverty. Addiction comes from that place too. Violence comes from that place too. Like, we need to take a look as a city and as a province at really our priorities. And we can, you know, building more jails and having more police doesn't solve the problem. it's just a band-aid solution that doesn't really work in the long run.
So what would be something that you would like to see done then?
I would like to see more youth programming and not necessarily community centers where and drop-in centers. Like, those are good and they definitely have their place as a place for kids to go in and be active, but programming that helps youth to be mentored, to move into places where they can access education, places where they're able to deal with some of the stresses that they're experiencing as young people, family issues, those kind of things. More services like that. More services for our men. We have a lot of women centered, and again, they're very necessary. But I think we need to also start looking at, what are services that men need, and how can we provide that? Because we can, without addressing both sides of these issues, nothing really changes, right? Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things that I would like to see. Just more more services and more honoring that kind of work. There are a lot of people in this city that care a lot, and there's a lot of grassroots people and frontline people that put their heart and soul into trying to make a difference for people who live in this city, and to really see that as valuable and important. And so those are the things I would like to see.
Mm-hmm. Now, within that, within Police Chief Kunis's announcement, then within all of that, though, then what is the police's role within all of that? How does that fit into it? Because I think, the point of, well, we can't police our way out of social problems, I think is very true. But then the police, I would think, would have to be in there in some way. So what is that role?
Yeah. I think that there really needs to be ways to build connection between community and police, where it's on a more personal level, where it's not, I can picture it in my mind, but the police have a distance from community members, and community members don't necessarily trust the police. They don't necessarily feel protected. A lot of times they feel afraid and they feel judged, and and again, just thinking about the issues that we deal with here and the violence against women, a lot of women don't feel supported by police. So if we can find ways to build those bridges, one thing that I heard about, I was at a training with a woman from Edmonton, and she was talking about how she's working to connect community with community police officers, and having them just use their name and humanizing the police and the people that they're dealing with, and that we're not separated, but recognizing that we're working together, and that their job is to protect the people in the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, in talking about crime and safety, especially in downtown, it's always somewhat connected to this whole development of downtown, right? We need it to be safe, so then people will open up businesses and people will go down there and all that kind of stuff. And I guess there's been a lot of boosterism around downtown with the Jets coming back. Mm-hmm. And we have this sports hospitality entertainment district thing being designated. What do you think about all those sorts of developments in downtown? I mean, people are very happy about it, but what's your view on these things?
I think the development is great. One of the things that I have an issue with is that as more development comes and less services are being put in place, a lot of the struggles that are going on have to do with homeless people. And as development is happening, these homeless people are being pushed out of areas that were safe for them. So again, that it comes back to that poverty and needing to address that, like really looking at, instead of constantly pushing away people that we don't want people to see, and pretending that they're not there and pretending that we're doing something, we need to actually start doing something. We need to acknowledge these people are human beings and they have the same value and the same rights as we do, and just whatever the circumstances in their life doesn't mean that they should be just pushed away all the time, and that we need to start finding ways to house these people. Finding ways to make it affordable for them to live and not have to do some of the things that you see them doing in the downtown area, like the panhandling and things like that go on that people are always complaining about. But when we're looking at development, we also need to, not just be concerned about making money and having this wonderful image, but actually taking care of the people that live in this city. Hmm. That's my view on things.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.